The Conclusion of the Tableau Data Zone, Part 3. Introduction. As the great Paul Harvey used to say, now, the rest of the story. Here is the timeline. On May 30th, 2014, I wrote Part 1 of the Tableau Data Zone. 7 days later, on June 6, 2014, I wrote Part 2 of the Tableau Data Zone. A month later, on July 7th, 2014, Rich Roll published his podcast number 94 with Slow-Mo. Today, August 29th, 2014, at 5 a.m., I am raking grass on a cool morning when I started listening to podcast number 94. Upon finishing, I went inside and I wrote this story. Why am I writing another story about being in the Tableau Data Zone? Until today, I never heard of the man they called Slow-Mo. I still don't know much about him because I haven't finished listening to the number 94 podcast, and I've only seen the first few minutes of this beautiful documentary on him. It only took me a couple of minutes to realize that what I was trying to describe in articles number 1 and 2 above are exactly what Slow-Mo is describing in number 3 above, the episode 94 podcast. Sometimes it is best if someone else tells your story in their words, so that is why I'm writing this post. Right in the beginning of the interview, Slow-Mo starts talking about watching Michael Jordan play basketball. It is exactly what I was trying to describe in number 2 above. When I discussed Walter Payton and then Michael Jordan, for whatever reason it is worth, the state of being in the Tableau Data Zone is what Tableau is talking about, is what Slow-Mo is talking about in number 3 above. The thing that blows me away is that Slow-Mo also refers to his state of awareness as being in the zone. For me, I realize that I am in the Tableau Data Zone when 4 hours of work is completed in what feels like 1 minute of time. On these days, I arrive at work, and 1 minute later, I leave for lunch. It is amazing to me how often that can happen and how frequently it does happen. Why I love Tableau software. When you achieve the Tableau Data Zone, things like this happen. I have to be intentionally vague in this story. The timeline. May 14th, 2014. I get 1 year of data to analyze from a prospective client. I process the data in a few hours, produce a 10-page presentation, and then nothing happens. Poof. Out of sight, out of mind. August 28th, 2014. That's months later. I get a phone call from a coworker asking me to be on a WebEx in 20 minutes with that prospective client to discuss the findings from number 1 above. Of course, I haven't even thought of what I did in number 1 above for over 3 months. What happens during the WebEx? The potential client begins looking at the results. By the third slide, he is asking me questions like, how do you do this? Did you write this software? Can you do this with all of my data? Can you use my big databases? And of course, the questions just keep coming. Of course, all the questions are answered with a yes. His enthusiasm is readily apparent. His comments are joyous. The insights he is gaining about his business are transforming the way he sees his business. He says, you are simply looking at our data without preconceived notions of what it should be like. And so I conclude that you are showing me the truth about our business, and it doesn't match what we think is our biggest problem. By the last slide, he says, you are showing me results for this condition. Can you show me results for another condition? At this point, I tell him to give me control of the presentation. I launched the Tableau dashboards I did 3 months before, and he is simply floored. He says, I have never seen our data displayed like this. I have money right now in my budget to do more of this. I want to do this right now. That is what Tableau software does for me. Quite simply, it allows me to stay in the data zone and to see things in businesses in which I'm not a subject matter expert. For me, all data that I analyze holds a story, and Tableau empowers me to tell the story. That's it. I promise to conclude this series of being in the Tableau data zone.